You're listening to WXPR's All Things Outdoors. I'm Katie Thorson here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
We've talked in past episodes about all different kinds of fishing, but I don't think we've ever really touched on maybe kayaking or fishing from a kayak. But why might that be appealing to some people?
Yeah, I think, one of the real obvious reasons to me is that it's cheaper. It's cheaper than a conventional motorboat. So the cost of entry into it is considerably less. You know, for realistically $1,000 or so, you can get a pretty nice fishing kayak. And it's going to take quite a bit more than that to get a general motorboat. And then, of course, even if you get a motorboat for around $1,000, you can expect quite a bit of maintenance associated with a $1,000 motorboat. So a kayak is going to require much less maintenance costs. Certainly, there's still some gear and equipment can wear out, but there isn't a motor to maintain, or at least a mechanized motor. Sometimes, at least in my experience, the motor can get a little lazy, though, sometimes.
And how can, you know, where you can go in a kayak maybe versus a motorized boat change?
Yes. So, you know, the conventional motorboat, of course, is going to require a landing, something that you can back into. Some very lightweight boats, maybe you can push across a little bit of, non-water, push it across some grass or something like that. But generally speaking, you know, a kayak can be carried quite a distance, especially with a partner. Anywhere that there is shoreline access, so if somebody owns some property or even some of the carry-in boat access that we have in the area, there are, you know, there's a lot of non-motorized lakes that are less than 50 acres in size or even a little bit bigger than that, that have really good fishing, but there isn't a conventional boat landing on it. There's just carry-in access. So it really kind of opens up some of these less fished waters to anglers.
And what are some other benefits to kayak fishing compared to, you know, either from land or even a motorized boat?
Yeah, so it does allow, if you're, you know, fishing from shore, if that's where you're at in life right now, it does allow you access to get you out away from shore. You can start fishing areas that you wouldn't be able to fish if you were just a shore angler. So you can start catching your dinner in different places. Also, another great aspect of it is that it starts to incorporate exercise too. You know, it incorporates some upper body movement. And depending on what model of kayak you have, if you have one of the pedal-powered boats, you can get some lower body exercise too.
And so, you were talking about maybe different kinds of kayaks that you'd want for fishing. So I guess kind of what are the basics of what you'll need to get going here?
Yeah, so if you've never done it, you know, or just getting your eyes opened up to it, maybe start off, you can do a little bit of online research. But of course, I'm a big fan of just going to some of our local sporting goods shops that sell those items and talk to people that do it. We have a number of those types of sporting goods stores in the area. So you can stop in, talk to them, see what it is that they use. They may have resources for you to talk to directly also. Generally with a boat that you're going to fish from, a kayak that is, you're going to want a little bit wider than just a standard recreational kayak. So, you know, you're going to want to look at that a little bit, looking at some of the different gear. Gear needs to be pretty lightweight, economical, packed down, and a lot of times it's unique to kayak fishing. And certainly you have to be pretty selective with it too, which kind of, that's the upside of it, again, when it comes to cost, is that you can only buy so much stuff to fit in your kayak. So buying unnecessary equipment is, you know, completely unnecessary and counterproductive.
When people do kayak fishing, do they still use kind of some of the electronics you might find on motorized boats?
Yes, so it is possible. So if you're really into electronics, you can still mount those on a fishing kayak. I've seen a bunch of people do that. So you can still use those to locate structure and fish. So you don't have to give up all of the modern amenities when fishing from a kayak.
And besides, knowing what kind of fish you're going for and things like that, what other skills are kind of necessary for this?
Yes. So if you don't know the difference between a draw stroke, pry stroke, or scull stroke, it would be certainly beneficial for you to take some paddling lessons. And at the very least, go online. There's tons of videos online of people doing that. But if you learn some different paddling strokes, it can make kayak fishing much more practical and easy and functional. The other thing to do, too, is that with kayak fishing, there's a bunch of things that are kind of unique to it or require a little bit of some modifications, things like casting. Casting from a kayak from a seated position is going to be a lot different than standing. Landing a fish with one hand and trying to net it with another hand and doing that is going to be unique, and even paddling, because there may be times where you're paddling with one hand and trying to cast with the other or something similar to that. So practicing those skills before you go out, or at least if it's your first time, certainly allow yourself some time in your planning process to do that.
And where might someone find places to go kayak fishing?
Yes. So, of course, the DNR website, we've got lots of resources on there for boat landings, good fishing lakes, etc. You know, I would start to just kind of explore some of the lakes that don't have traditional access. Again, things where there's carry-in landings only. So, again, there's a lot of like township properties in the area that have properties along lakes where there isn't a developed landing, but there is access to a lake that otherwise probably gets very minimal fishing pressure. So I'd look there. Looking at rivers also, a lot of rivers in the area have outstanding fishing, but just because of the rocks and such that it can be difficult to, you know, use a conventional motorboat on. So looking at exploring some of those places will really find you some good fishing areas that don't get hit by other anglers.
Great. Well, Conservation Warden, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.